Steve Brown is returning to his previous post as state executive director for the Farm Service Agency in Indiana. He served in the role during President Trump's first term in the White House. The announcement was made last week.
You know, not a lot of people get the opportunity. I've actually been retired or semi-retired for 4 years. And when I was asked if I would be interested in coming back, I gave it some really deep thought and talked to my family. And I said, yeah, you know, I would like to come back. I've been revitalized and taking a little time off kind of gets you refreshed. And I look forward to coming back and working with a lot of new individuals within our agency. So, I'm very excited to be back.
Brown grew up in rural Warren County on his family farm. He's worked as a USDA employee in Porter and Carroll counties, as well as the Indiana State FSA office. He was inducted into the Carroll County Agricultural Hall of Fame in 2023. Brown takes great pride in the work the Farm Service Agency does around the state. He's grateful for the opportunity to serve in the role a second time.
Secretary Rollins mentioned that, our county offices are the face of our agency, and I'm given the task to give our county offices the support they need to administer our programs and take care of our customers. And we did a lot during COVID, the last administration, and I was so proud of our employees for what we accomplished then in a difficult time. And I expect nothing less. We just have great employees, and we will continue to serve our farmers.
Steve Howell, most recently the Senior Director of Industry Affairs for the Indiana Soybean Alliance and Indiana Corn Growers Association, was also appointed as the Indiana State Director of Rural Development.